Today's daf is Chulin daf Chav Ches. There are four topics on today's daf. The first topic begins on Chav Zayin and Beis where we left off, which is the issue of whether the idea of Shechita on an oaf is a din mida oraisa or only mida rabbanan that you require all of Hilchus Shechita on an oaf. Then the Gemara moves on to discuss whether Shechita, when we say Simen Echad by an oaf, whether it's dafka Shechita's Kanaba oaf is enough, or you dafka have to Shecht the Veshet, and we'll have a lot of rayas there. And then on Amud Beis we move on to the question of whether cutting the veridin that Rabbi Yehuda requires in the Mishnah is part of the Maisa Shechita, or it's just an extra way to drain the blood. And then the Gemara gets into the status of when we say that you have to shecht Rov Simin, so what if you shecht exactly 50%? So those are the four basic topics on today's daf. Let's pick up from seven lines from the bottom on daf Chav Zayinam Beis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Ein Shechita la'of min HaTorah Shnemar v'shafach b'shvichu b'yal masagi. There's no din of Shechita on an of min HaTorah. Pasuk says v'shafach, so v'shafach teaches me all you need is shvicha, you just need to spill its blood, but you do not need to actually shecht the animal. So the Rashba writes in the Chiddush HaRashba, we hear on Chulin, that even if you say ein Shechita la'of min HaTorah, you still need chaticha simanim. That Shechita is not required, meaning that you don't have all of the halachos of Shechita, of drisa, and ikur, and all of the basic halachos of how to do the shechita simanim, but to just knock the oaf in the head and kill it that way, or to kill it to kill it some other way without cutting the simanim, even if you say ein shechita la'of min HaTorah, that would certainly not be good. You can't make it a nevela. There's still such a concept of nevela by an oaf. So that's how the Rashba writes. The Gemara will discuss how what the interplay is between this and nevela a little bit, but. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. So, frankly, Gemara I hachi chaya nami. Then we should say the same thing by a chaya because it also has a lashon of a shafach. So we say no iskish l'psulei hamikdashin. We compare it to psulei hamikdashin. Chaya is compared to psulei hamikdashin, just like psulei hamikdashin is a din in shechita. So chaya also is a din of shechita. Frankly, Gemara of nami iskish l'behema. D'chsev zos toras habehema v'ha of. Oaf is directly linked to behema by the Torah, and therefore shouldn't we say just like behema needs shechita min haTorah, oaf also needs shechita min haTorah? So haksiv v'shafach esdamo. No, it says v'shafach esdamo. So v'shafach esdamo teaches me that there's a different din. It's not a din of shechita; it's a din of shvicha. Umaychaz deshadi le'oaf shadi achaya. Good, it says v'shafach esdamo, but that could be going on chaya also. Why do we say that now that we have that chaya is linked to psulei mikdashin? Oaf is linked to behemoth, so we have a good reason to say that each of them requires shechita, and we have one miut, v'shafach esdamo, to tell me that one of them does not require shechita. One of them only requires shvicha. Why do you assume that that which requires shvicha is the oaf, and that which requires shechita is the chaya? Maybe it's the reverse. So mistavim mishum desalik mina. No, since the last thing mentioned before v'shafach esdamo was the oath, because the whole pasuk reads the ish ish mi bnei Yisrael min agera gar b'socham asher yotzud tzeid chaya o oaf asher yeachel v'shafach esdama v'chsel ba'ofer. That's the pasuk of the mitzvah of kisui adam. So it says chaya, then oaf. Then it says v'shafach esdamo, then the mitzvah of kisui. So the mitzvah of kisui is going on both of them. But v'shafach esdamo is only going on one of them. Which one is it going on? Mistama, the last one that we mentioned. So the Gemara is now going to bring several rayas, going to try to bring three rayas, whether this is true that there's no shechita on an oaf. So raya number one, meisve. Hashochet v'nesnavel biyado, hanocher v'ma'aker, Pater milichasos. If a person shechts an animal, it becomes a nevela while he's shechting it, or he's nocher ma'aker, he does one of the psulei shechita by uprooting the simanim, or by cutting, stabbing in the middle of the neck. So he does any of these things, he's pater from the mitzvah of kisei adam. Kisei adam is when you shecht it, not when you ruin the shechita. V'yamr dein shechita lof min haTorah nichirasos u'i shechitaso libay kisei. But if you hold that there's no din of shechita min haTorah, but everyone agrees, obviously the pasuk says there's a din of kisei adam min haTorah. So if there's no shechita min haTorah, when are you supposed to do kisei adam? Obviously, when you kill it, in whatever way you kill it, you do kisei adam. Whenever you spill its blood, you do kisei adam. Whether it was nechira, whether it was ikur, it doesn't make a difference. Nechiraso zui shechitaso, meaning min haTorah, there's no din of shechita on the oath. The din is you kill it by its neck, however you want to kill it, and therefore it should require kisui. So says the Gemara, misavrit ba'ov. Now you think when we talk about about nechira and ikur, that it doesn't require kisui, you think we're talking about an oath in that case? No, in a chinami. By an oath, if you do nechira, you do ikur, it would require kisui. Lo b'chaya, we're saying that a chaya which requires shchita, then the mitzvah of kisui is only if you do a proper shchita. But an oath which doesn't require shchita, the mitzvah of kisui will be whenever you kill it in any way that doesn't make it an avela. So tashma, second raya. Let's say a person shechts, but he's only shechting because he wants the blood. They still have to do the mitzvah of kisui adam. He needs to use the blood for something. He doesn't need the meat, he doesn't need the feathers, he just needs the blood. So would you still have mitzvah of kisui adam, which would then mean that whatever you're shechting this animal for, you can't use it for, because you have to cover all the blood. So you're going to ruin all of it, you're not going to be able to use any of the blood. So chayiv l'chasos. So what should you do? O nochro, o okro. Don't do shchita, do nichor, ikor. Do something that is going to be an invalid shchita. Then you won't have a mitzvah of kisei adam. Then it'll be good. So what kind of animal are we talking about? My lav ba'ov, the kabay l'dami l'nicha. Aren't we talking about when you're shechting a bird where you need the blood to protect the clothing from moths? You use the blood to protect the clothing in some way. And that way, and therefore, if we're talking about a bird and we're saying that if you do nechiri, you do ikor, you're not going to require kisui adam, but if there's no shchita lov min haTorah, nechira nikor is the shchita. It should require kisui adam. So says Gemara, not a good raya. Lo b'chaya, we're talking about a chaya over there. What would you need the blood of a chaya for? The kabay leil adam alulacha. You need the blood of the chaya for red dye. It dyes things very well. That's Rashi. Seva or adam shakor parka. So that's what you need the blood of a chaya for. Third and final raya. Tashma. Malak b'sakin, mitame b'gadim abes ablia. If you use a knife to do malika, so you've made the animal a nevela. And the halacha by nevela sof tahar is that when you eat nevela sof tahar, so while the food is in the beis ablia, while you're swallowing the food, it's mitame even the begadim that you're wearing, even though it never touched the begadim. It's a completely unique form of tumah. It's not tumas maga, it's not tumas masa. It's tumas begadim abes ablia. V'yamrit ein shchita la'of min haTorah. And if you're going to say there's no din of shchita la'of, so granted, when you break the spine and the neck bone, it's going to be a trefa, but tahani lo sakin letarim de nevela. But at least you're cutting the simanim, so the cutting the simanim should make it that it's not a nevela. It's not an animal that stam died. It's an animal that died al yedei cutting the simanim. And if you hold there's no din of shchita of min haTorah, again, go back to that Rashba that we said before. No din of shchita of min haTorah means not that you could shoot it in the head and then eat it. It means that as long as you cut the simanim, that counts as shchita, even if you did it in a completely puzzle way. Even if you did it by whatever, it doesn't make a difference how you did it in the chira, ikor, whatever. It's all going to be a valid way of killing that bird. So can you really call this a nevela? You cut the simanim. So shouldn't it not be a nevela? So says the Gemara, Huda Amar Kiyai Tana. No, he's assuming like the following Tana. Detayin Reb Lazar Kfar Barabi Omer Matam Lomer Acha Asher Yecholos Tzviva Gomer V'chimala Manu Mitzviva Ayil. What do we learn from Tzviva Ayil? So the Gemara says, the Gemara darshans the pasuk that me'ata reza balalamid v'nim tzalamid. It's coming to teach. It's written as if it's coming to teach, but it's actually coming to learn from something else. Meaning, kasher yachlas atzvi v'sayil makes it sound like I'm going to teach you a din in Tumentara that is based on Tzviva Ayil. It's actually the other way around. Makish Tzviva Ayil l'psulei amukdashin. We compare Tzviva Ayil, which are chayos, to psulei amukdashin. Ma psulei amukdashin b'shchita? Av tzviva ayil b'shchita. Just like Psulei Mekdashin, which is the subject of that pasuk, is b'shchita, so we learn from there that chayos require shchita as well. That has nothing to do with our topic. The next line is why we're quoting this sheet of Rabbi Elazar Kfar. Va'of ein lo shchita midivrei Torah, ela midivrei sofrim. But an oaf doesn't have shchita min haTorah, only has shchita midirabbanan. So what did the Gemara just do? The third raya, we quoted a braisa that discussed the idea of doing malika with a sakin, turning the bird into a nevela. We said, well, if there's ain't shchita lof min haTorah, the bird should not become a nevela when you do malika with the sakin. So the Gemara's answer is, you're right. That braisa does in fact prove that yesh shchita lof min haTorah, but don't worry, there's another shita in Tanaim that holds ein shechita lof min haTorah. And that is this Tana of Rabbi Elazar HaKfar Berebi, who says of ein lo shechita midivrei Torah el midivrei sofrim, that the limud that teaches us that a chay requires shechita is only for a chaya, but not for an oaf. An oaf only a shechita midivrei sofrim. So says Gemara, man Tana de Palgalei Rabbi Elazar HaKfar. So who's the Tana that disagrees with that? Now that we know that there is a Tana that holds both ways, but one of the Tanaim have a name. The other Tana we didn't put a name to. So who's the Shita that holds that Yesh Shchita La'of Min HaTorah? Rebbe he. That assumes like Rebbe D'Tanya. Rebbe Yomer V'Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. You should Shecht like I have commanded you. That's referring back to something. It's as if the Torah is telling us HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already commanded Moshe Rabbeinu about some sort of shechita. Melamit shen stava Moshe al aveshet v'al akonav al rovech v'of v'al rov shnayim bebehema. What's that teaching me? That Moshe had already been commanded in veshet, kone, rovech v'of, rov shnayim bebehema. Basically, hilcha shechita of both the behema and an oath was already commanded to Moshe Rabbeinu, which means it's a din min haTorah. Even shechitas oath is a din min haTorah. Very fascinating. Tosos puts on his Chassidish Rebbe hat, his shtreimel, and he darshens like Chassidish Rebbe. If you look at Tosos, v'al rov echad ba'ov, v'al rov shnayim b'behema, says Tosos, yesh mefarshim didarsh b'gematria. There are some mefarshim that darshen gematria as follows. Ka'asher, the word ka'asher, because that's what it's v'zavachta ka'asher tivisicha. So they play with the word kasher as follows. Aleph echad ba'of. The aleph in asher is echad ba'of. The one simon you have to shekel an oaf. Shin, shnayim b'vehema. The shin in asher is the two simonim shekel an behema. Shnayim b'vehema. Reish is the din that rubo shel echad kamahu. That when you shekel rov of a simon, that counts as the entire simon. So you have a Rashi Tevis in the word asher that teaches you all these halachas. But he says, I'm still not done. That rov echad ba'of, rov shnayim b'vehema, Rashi Tevis mafreya, Kasher, havi rubu shalachad kamahu. If you read kasher backwards, it could be a Rashi Tevus, rubo shel echad kamahu. So you have in that word kasher, you have a whole drasha. Tosfos doesn't take credit for it; he just says yesh mefarshim. He's willing to quote the Chassidish Pshat, but he's not willing to say it's his. But okay, that's the gematria that Tosfos has now. Gematria is really what we would call a Rashi Tevus. Now we discussed yesterday, but let's discuss again briefly the when it says v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, like I have commanded you. So does that mean the shechita is a mitzvah? So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Se Kuf Mem Vav, writes shetzivonu lishchot behema chayi v'of achar kach yochal b'saran v'shelo yeila en heter el b'shechita b'lvad. A mitzvah sasei to shecht behema chayev oaf, and then to eat the meat. The only way to eat the meat is by doing a shechita first. The Ravid in the Hasagos, right there on the Min HaMitzvos Bekitzer, the Ravid writes, Dezu ein lo tam, v'ulai lav haba mechal aseh. He says, no, I don't understand why it's a mitzvah. It doesn't seem like a mitzvah at all. And we'll get to what else it might be. The Rambam in the very first halach in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, mitzvah aseh sheyishchot mi sheyirtza lechol basur behema chayev oaf. Clearly, it's a mitzvah saseh to shecht. Says the Ketz of Mishnah, not a mitzvah that you have to do like tefillin and tzitzis. Rather, it's if you want to eat meat, then you have to. Then you have a mitzvah of shechita. It's what we would call a situational mitzvah. There's some mitzvahs that you must do. I can't wake up in the morning and decide, you know what, I'm not going to do tefillin today. I can't wake up one morning on Sukkot and say, I'm not going to do dalin minim today. Those are mitzvahs that you must go out of your way to do. Shechita is a situational mitzvah. It's like the mitzvah of the Kasav Sefer Krisos. That if you're in a situation where you're in a bad marriage and you have a viable reason to get divorced, then the mitzvah is to do it al yedei get. But a person should not go out of his way to try to fulfill the mitzvah of giving a woman a get. That would be a very bad idea. So this is a situational mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah in the normal sense of a mitzvah you have to go ahead and try to do. It's interesting because the Mishnah contrasts it with what? With tefillin and tzitzis. Now, to which kind of mitzvah is tzitzis? One could have argued that tzitzis is also a situational mitzvah. I don't have to put on a beged adal kanfos. Elamai, if I'm wearing a beged adal kanfos, then that's when the chiyuv is mutal on me to put on tzitzis. So clearly what the Kesef Mishnah is referring to from the fact that he quotes tzitzis in this discussion is the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Aleph, where the Gemara says, Be'idan Ritchan Shina Naaseh, that at times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, he punishes us for failure to do a mitzvah saseh, and particularly the mitzvah of tzitzis, that even though we technically we don't have a chiyuv to put on a beged adal kanfos that has tzitzis on it, but if we don't try to take advantage of that mitzvah, we're going to pay the price for it. What if a person doesn't want a shechti, doesn't want to eat meat? So is he going to pay the price for not doing shechita? No. So this is different. That's the Kesef Mishnah says this mitzvah is a different mitzvah, but it is a mitzvah according to the Rambam. Sefer Achinuch also mitzvah tafnun aleph mish yirtzel echol basar mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to shecht first. Now, shechitas kachim would certainly be a mitzvah. Question is, what about shechitas chulin by Basar Taiva? So the Ramban in Shoresh Aleph writes, he quotes from the Gemara in Pesachim of Zayin and Beis, that the mitzvah's shechita is only, the way he understands it, a heter ha'isser, or what we would call not a mitzvah, but a matir. That shechita, even though it says kasher tzivisicha, it's really just a matir. You want the meat to become mutter, shechita is the only way to take it out of Eiver Menachai and make it mutter. There are other ways to take it out of Eiver Menachai, but a lot of them would just make it a nevela. The only way to take it out of Eiver Menachai, out of the Yisra Eiver Menachai and make it mutter is by doing shechita, but not a mitzvah, rather a matir. So we discussed yesterday, the Main Nafkamina, whether something is a mitzvah or a matir. So Rav Shechter points out that Tosfos and Maseches Nida, I think it's Daf Samach Vav, discusses the issue of tevila. Why it is that when a woman goes to the mikveh, she has to clean out her mouth. There can't be any chatzitzas in her mouth, but the water doesn't need to go in the mouth. So we compare it to the rule of a karban mincha, kolorei lebilei and bilema kevesbo, that you have to be able to mix around the oil and the flour, but you don't have to actually mix around the oil and the flour. So Frektos says, yeah, but by the belil of the karban mincha, lechachila, you do have to mix the oil and the flour. It's only b'diyevet if you don't, that it's going to be kasha. Lechachila, you do have a requirement to mix the oil and the flour. So are you going to say lechachila, a woman has to open up her mouth? So says Tosfos, no, big difference. Belilas karban mincha is a mitzvah. By a mitzvah, you can have such a din lechachila and b'diyevet. But tevila is a matir. By a matir, you never have a lechachila b'diavad. Did it become mutter? Did it not become mutter? It's not lechachila b'diavad. It either did or didn't. So by tevila, it's only a matir. It's not a mitzvah. So that's one nafkamina. So if you're going to say that shechita is a matir, then lechara there shouldn't be a din lechachila b'diavad. It should just, it's mutter or it's aser, one way or the other. If you say it's a mitzvah, it makes more sense that you have a din of a lechachila and a b'diavad within hilchos shechita. Another nafkamina we pointed out was that Rav Asher Weiss in his weekly email this past week, his weekly shir, had a few shalos tshuvas attached, and one where he suggests that the concept of anus rachmana patre only applies to a mitzvah, doesn't apply to a matir. Meaning, let's say, I just can't shech the animal. I don't have any kasher shechita knives. So you say, okay, fine, so just eat it as Eiver Menachai. No, then you eat vegetables that day. You don't get to eat meat that day. You don't. If you were unable to be matir, then that's it. But when it comes to something that's a mitzvah, if you're an onus and you couldn't do the mitzvah, for instance, the Ramah Paskins in Simen Yud Gimel and Hilchas Tzitzis, if you're wearing a beged of Dalet Kanfos on Shabbos and there are no tzitzis on it, that it's fine. You're not chayiv. You're not in violation of any avera because anus rachmana patre. Putting on tzitzis is a mitzvah, and by a mitzvah, it's anus. It's Shabbos. You're not allowed to tie on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be kosher on Shabbos. So anus rachmana patre. Magen Avraham says that you're still not allowed to wear midrabanan because you should have tied on the tzitzis during the week. Fine, but technically, make radin anus rachmana patre. That's what Rav Asher Weiss said. That's why he thinks that kalim, that if you tovel electric kalim, that if you tovel them, that they will get ruined. You say anus rachmana patre, they don't require tevila at all because there's just no way to do it. Tevila is a mitzvah, it's not a matir. There is an isser to use kelim that aren't tovel, but that isser is a function of the mitzvah. It's which came first. Because there's a mitzvah to do tevila, we made a din that you're not allowed to use the kelim without the tevila. But it's not that there was an isser on the kelim and then tevila is matir the isser. No, tevila is a mitzvah, so by a mitzvah you would say anus rachmana patre. So that's the big grade over here, whether you say mitzvah or matir by shtita, even though it has such a lashon of kasher tzivisicha. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayter now. Echad ba'ov, so now we move on to topic number two of the daf, which again is machlokas, whether when we say that you could shecht one simon on the oaf, are we makbid which simon it is? Does shchitas kana work also, or we dafka makbid that it be shchitas haveshet? So itmar Rav Nachman Amar oveshet o kana. Rav Nachman says whichever one, the esophagus, the trachea, whichever one you want to cut, that's going to be good for the oaf. Rav Ada Bar Abba Amar veshet velo kana. Rav Ada Bar Abba says no, you need to shecht the veshet and not the kana. Dafka the esophagus, not the trachea. Rav Nachman Amar oveshet o kana echad kadani echad kol dehu. It says echad, so echad means whichever one. That's the way we probably would have assumed. Rav Ada Bar Abba Amar veshet velo kana. No, dafka the veshet, shechting the kana is not enough. My echad, you know what echad means? Miyuchad, the really important one. And the important one is the veshet, not the kana. So the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas, six rayas in all we're going to bring. Raya number one, meisvei. You shecht the veshet, and then the gargaris, then the kana comes undone, it gets removed from its place, so the animal is going to be kosher, because it was in place at the time that you did the shechita. But where if the gargaris was moved out of place, and then you shechted the veshet, psula, then it's going to be pasul, because it was already a trefa by the time you got around to shechting the veshet. What if you shechted the veshet and you don't know when the gargaris came undone, came out of its place? You're not sure if it was before the shechita or after the shechita, so that's a safek. Any safek on shechita, we're automatically going to assume, is pasul. V'ilu shechita begargaris lo katani. Yet, it doesn't say the reverse case. If you're shechting the gargaris and then the veshet came out of place, it doesn't talk about that case. Why doesn't it talk about that case? So it must be because shechting the gargaris, shechting the kana, is not enough. That doesn't work. That's why we don't give that example. So this is raya number one, that you dafka have to shecht the veshet and not the kana. So says the Gemara, no, mishum de gargaris, avid l'shtamute. The reason we gave the example of shechting the kana and not the veshet is shechting the veshet rather and not the kana is because the kana is the gargaris is what's more likely to come out of place. So we just give the more likely example. But in a chinami, it could have been given in the reverse as well. Raya number two, tashma shachet shnei chatzay simanim oaf psula. If you shecht two half simanim on an oaf, it's going to be possible. You shecht the kana and the veshet exactly 50% of the way, so it's possible. Vein tzarich lomar b'behemen. Certainly by behemah, that's going to be the case. Rabbi Yehuda omer ba'of ad shishchot es haveshet ve'asavridin. But our Mishnah recorded the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that by an oaf you need to shecht the veshet and the veridin. Why did it say the veshet? Why not just say the kana and the veridin? You only need to shecht simen echad. So why dafka the veshet? Must be that we're makbid that it dafka be the veshet. Says Marno, mishum the veshet samach leveridin. We just mentioned the veshet because that's the more likely candidate to be shechted along with the veridin because it's right near the veridin. But it's not because we're makbid on it dafka being the veshet. Raya number three, tashma shachet chatzi gargeres v'shar kedei shechita acheres v'gomer shechita sal ksheira. If let's say you shechted half of the gargeres, then you are shohei, you wait. So they wait long enough to be able to do a whole nother shechita, and then you finish the cutting. So the shechita is going to be kosher. My lav ba'of. Now, aren't we talking about a situation where you're shechting a bird, and my gamra, gamra le gargeres, and what does gamra mean that you finish shechting the gargeres? So what do you see from there? That the gargeres, which is the kana, the shechita on the kana alone is good enough against what we said before, Rav Ada Bar Abba, that it's veshet velo kana. We see that whichever one, even the kana alone is good enough. So there's a raya the other way. Says Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Lo bebehema. Umay gamra. Gamra l'shchita kula. We're talking about a behema. When we say gamra, it doesn't mean you finish shechting that simen. It means you finish the entire shechita after waiting the amount of time that it takes to do an entire shechita. But it's not talking about shechting dafka the kana. It's talking about shechting both, because we're talking about a behema where you need rov shnayim. It's not good enough to do one. Raya number four, tashma. Haresha yachatzi kana pagum. Let's say half of the kana was already pre-sliced. V'hosif alav kolshu v'gamro shechita sakshera. And then you just add a little more to the slice to get more than 50% of the way through, so then the shechita is going to be kosher. My what? No, because the halach is that dafka by the by the kana, up until 50%, it's still not a treifa. The veshet, even just a little hole, will make it a treifa. So, okay, we'll get to eilut treifa, smirtz Hashem. But yeah, that's what we're going to... So my love, ba'of, aren't we talking about by an oaf? Umay gamro, gamro l'kana, and gamro means that you finish the kana itself. So, zmar lo be'behema. Umay gamro, gamro l'veshet. No, we're talking about a behema, and gamro means you finish the veshet, that you finish both the veshet and the kana, that it's not just that you shechted the kana alone. So that's not a good raya, that you can shech the kana alone. Raya number 5, Tashma. Ketzad molkin chata sa'of. How do you do malika on chata sa'of? Chotich shidra mefarekes below rov basar, atche megiya leveshet ol kana. So you cut the spine, the backbone, until you get to either the veshet or the kana. Higiya leveshet ol kana, chotich simon echon verov basar imo. You can shecht one of them and most of the flesh in the surrounding area. Uba'ola shnayim arov shnayim bayin ola, where we have a mitzvah of havdalah, a mitzvah to be mavdil, the head from the body, so you need a shecht shnayim arov shnayim. But bottom line is, what do you see? That the Braisa clearly describes one or the other, kana or the veshet. We're not makbir on itafka being the veshet. Says Mara tiyufta de ravad barava tiyufta, it's a major bomb kashan ravad barava, who said veshet velo kana. So says Mara, may haviela, interesting, okay, so what are we paskin at the end? In fact, Gemara, what are you talking? May haviela kitaka amrit. We just proved conclusively, may haviela. We just proved conclusively with a double diyufta that Rav Ad Barav is wrong. Says Gemara, no, Dilma Shani Yasim Dika Shidra Mefrekes. Maybe that's only by Malika. Because maybe by Malika, what it will take to kill the animal after you've already broken its spine and its neck bone, maybe that's a little bit, then you can do, Shchita on whichever simin you want, and then it's going to work. But that will be a valid Shchita, because it's already so vulnerable. The animal's already pretty much dead. So then you could do the Gemara already discussed that, why it's not in the Vela by the moment you already broke through on the back of the neck. But then we can assume that it's easily killed. But what about by regular Shechita? Not by a Malika, where you're cutting from the front and all you're cutting is the Simanim. So Mai, what's the din? So we're not satisfied with Raya number 5, even though we had that double Lashon of Tiyufta. So says the Gemara, Raya number 6, final Raya. Tashma, the Hubar Avza, Davabe Rava, that there was a duck or a goose of some sort that was brought to Rava and its neck was dripping with blood. So there was some injury on the neck. And they needed to figure out, is this animal a nevela? Not a nevela, is this animal a trefa? Because does it have some sort of injury that would render it a trefa or not? So, you know, they had to see. So what are they going to do? How do you check it? So you can't just shecht it and then check it, because then you're going to ruin it. So I'm a Rava. Hechi Navid. Rava said, what should we do? Nishchete v'hadu nivdeke. What, should we shecht it and then check it? Dilma b'makom nekev kashachet. That we might ruin the evidence. Wherever the hole is that it's bleeding from, we might shecht on that spot, and then it's going to ruin the evidence. We're not going to be able to tell. Nivdeke v'hadu nishchete. What, should we check it first and then shecht it? Hamarabba veshet ein lo b'dika mibachutz eli mibefnin. The only way to check the veshet is from the inside, is by looking at it while it's still inside. Amleir of Yosef, so there's no way that you're going to be able to check it and then shecht it. So you have to open it up in order to check it. So Amleir of Yosef, Rav Yosef's son, said, here's the Eitza. Nivdike lekana, v'nishchete lekana, v'lichshere. Let's check the kana first. If it's clear, we'll shecht the kana, because again, the kana you can have up until 50% cut. So check to make sure it's not more than 50% cut. Then shecht it, and we'll make it kosher. V'hadul of chua l'veshet v'liv dekei. Then we can turn the veshet inside out and see if there's any holes in it. But we're not going to shecht the veshet right now. Then we'll be able to check the veshet properly. Amar Ravas, Ravas says, Chachim Yosef bri b'treifas k'Rabbi Yochanan. My son Yosef is as smart in Hilchas Treifas as Rabbi Yochanan. So the question Rashi figures out, where do we know that Rabbi Yochanan was this great expert in Hilchas Treifas? So he says in Perikid Anasha, we're going to have that Shmuel sent Tleser Gamli Sveke de Treifasa, Lemivdike Bagavayu, that no less an authority than Shmuel sent all of his Treifas Shailas to Rabbi Yochanan. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan must have been a very great expert in Hilchas Treifas. Or Rashi says, Lishna Akrina, Rabbi Yochanan b'kol mili. He's not saying that that my son is like Rabbi Yochanan in Hilchas Treifas. Rabbi Yochanan was an expert in everything. He's saying what my son is in Hilchas Treifas is like Rabbi Yochanan is in everything. He's the Rabbi Yochanan of Hilchas Treifas. That's all it means. But not that necessarily that Rabbi Yochanan was stood out more in Hilchas Treifas than he did in any other area of halacha. But bottom line is, what do we see from this whole discussion? That what was the Eitza? Shecht just the kaneh. and then check the veshet later. So when we say that you shecht echad ba'ov, apparently it's a clear raya that you're allowed to shecht the kadna, that it doesn't have to be the veshet. Alma echad dekamar, oh hi. Then when we say you shecht echad, it could be one or the other. It's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam in the third paragraph of Hilchos Shechita, Halacha Ches, discusses shachat ha'of v'shahabo ve'in yodei im nikev ha'veshet alo nikev. Let's say you have a situation similar to our Gemara situation where you're not sure if there's a hole in the veshet that would render it a trefa or not. So what do you do? So says the Rambam, Choser v'shochet hakana levado b'makom acher umanicho ad sheyamos, shecht the kana in a different spot and let it die, ubodek haveshet mibifnim, and then you check the veshet mibifnim. So, frak the Kesem Mishnah, what do you mean b'makom acher? Why don't you just shecht right there on that same spot where the animal's bleeding from, like our Gemara says? Because if it's nishchat rubo, then it was mutter anyway. Meaning the point is the behemoth was already sliced. So if rova the kana was already cut, so good, so then it's already kasher shechita, and you'll check the veshet for a hole later. And if it was less than rov, in lo nishchat rubo, then it's a chatzi kana pagum. All you need to do is cut a little bit more, and you're going to be fine. So miman of shech, cutting the kana where it's already cut is for sure good. It's for sure going to work. Why does the Rambam say go to the other side of the kana and cut it from there? So that's a major kasha. He's directly against our Gemara. The Gemara says that if you're not sure there's a hole in the veshet, just continue cutting on the kana, and that's for sure fine in terms of the kana. And then the veshet you'll check later. So the Kesem Mishnah suggests that the Rambam is just adding a chumra on top of our Gemara, that he's choshesh that if you're going to shecht in the place where the animal's already bleeding, you might accidentally puncture the veshet then. Meaning, even if the veshet wasn't previously punctured, if you're going to cut from the open wound, you might puncture the veshet at that point, and then either one of two things is going to happen. Either you're going to check the veshet later and see that there's a hole in it and say, I probably just made that hole when I was doing the shechita. I probably wasn't there before, and you're going to be mekel shelo kedin. Or you're going to see a hole in it and say, ah, it's a trefa, and you're going to be makhmish lokadin, and maybe you just made that hole at that time. So the Rambam is just suggesting an extra archaka, an extra chumra, to stay out of any trouble. But that's the shittas of Rambam. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayitin. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ad Sheyishchot. So Rabbi Yehuda says that that until you shecht the varidin as well. So says Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Lo Amar Rabbi Yehuda L'Ba'ov, Hol V'Tzolei Kulo Ke'echad. It was mentioned yesterday, both Rashi and Tosafos pointed this out on the spot on the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda's din, that you need to not only cut the simanim, but the major blood arteries, the major blood vessels right around the area of the neck, is only a din by a bird, since typically you'll roast a bird, a whole bird at once. You take a rotisserie chicken, you take the whole chicken and you put it on the rotisserie and it all roasts all at once, a Cornish hen, as anything like that, you cook it all at once. As opposed to meat, you don't take the whole animal and roast it all at once. Aval behema, kiven de menatcha, since you're going to break it down into its pieces, so it's not necessary. So says Gemara Lameimra, the time, I guess they had large portions. They didn't have like chicken in eighths. You know, they had chicken. So Lameimra, the time of Rabbi Yehuda, says Gemara, raya number one. The Gemara is going to have three rayas, whether this is true or not. So Lameimra, the time of Rabbi Yehuda, meaning, what's the issue? The issue is whether the din of cutting the blood arteries, is that simply to drain it from blood, in which case it makes sense that it's only by an oaf, not by a behema, or is it no, that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's part of the Maisa Shechita. If it's part of the Maisa Shechita, then it should be by a behema as well. So says Gemara, the name of the time of Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Damhu, that really Rabbi Yehuda is just about draining the blood. Vatanan Rabbi Yehuda Marachi Yishchot Es Havaridin. Why does he use the Lashon of Shechita? Sounds like all the Psuli Shechita, you can't push down, that you have to do in a slicing motion. Sounds like it's a din in Shechita. Can you use a knife that's pogum? Sounds like no, it has to be a kasher Shechita. But if it's just about draining the blood, who cares how you cut the blood vessels? So says Gemara, no, Ema Achi in Nakevis of Vridin. He doesn't really mean to leave Shech the Vridin. He means you just have to puncture the Vridin to let the blood drain out. Umay Achi Yishchot, Achi in Kov Bishas Shchita. When he says Achi Yishchot, it means at the time that you're doing Shchita, that's when you need to make sure to sever the blood vessels as well. So Raya number two, Tashima. Varidin b'shchita div Rabbi Yehuda. The varidin need to be shechted, Rabbi Yehuda says. Sounds like, again, it's a din in shchita. No, aim of varidin tzarech l'nakvan b'shas shchita div Rabbi Yehuda. Again, just change it to mean that, meaning it translated to mean that not that Rabbi Yehuda requires shchita on these blood vessels, but simply that you need to puncture them at the time of the shchita. Toshema, raya number three. Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda, me'ach shalu huskru varidin el lahotzi me'andam, mali b'shchita, mali shalo b'shchita. Once the whole purpose of cutting the varidin is only to get the blood out. Why do you have to do it at the time of the Shechita? You could do it any time. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has to dafka be done b'shechita, that it has to, you have to do a ma'isa shechita on it, that it's not enough to just puncture it. So says, no, we're misunderstanding the conversation. They weren't asking him, why do you need to do shechita on those blood vessels? This is what they were saying to him. We know you, Rabbi Yehuda, are not makbid on doing a ma'isa shechita on these blood vessels, but why are you makbid that the cutting of the vessels be done at the time of the shechita? Granted, you don't need a ma'isa shechita with a molech umevi and everything else, but why does it have to be done at the time of the shechita? Cut them whenever, and the blood will drain out. So v'husav Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, b'shash shechita asidam dechayim, shelo b'shash shechita lo asidam dekarir. The blood will come out, will flow out more easily at the time of the shechita, because the animal's still warm, and when it's still warm, that's when the blood is going to gush out. But afterwards, when it's cooled down a little bit, the blood's not going to gush out anymore. Period. By Rabbi Yirmiya, Veridin Rabbi Yehuda, Shaben Doris Ben Mahu. Okay, so if you're going to understand Rabbi Yehuda about emptying the blood, that it's just about emptying the blood, that's why you cut these blood vessels. What if you do Shehiya, Drisa, any of these Psuli Shechita on the cutting of the blood vessels? Amli Usaba, Hachyam Rabbi Lazar, Ramila Amrila Usaba, Lirabi Lazar, Hachyam Rabbi Yochanan, Minakvan Bekotz Ven Ksherin. You could puncture them with a thorn and it's going to be kosher. Tanya Kavasidra, meaning obviously you don't need any Hilcha Shechita, just poke it, stab it in these blood vessels. You just need to open them up. Tiny kavasi drav chista shachat shnei chatzai simanim ba'ov pasul ve'in sarich lomer b'vehema. Rabbi Yehuda omer ba'ov ad shishkot esaveshet vesavridin. A riot drav chista. The Rabbi Yehuda's whole din is only about emptying the blood, and therefore it's only about a bird where you're going to roast it all at once. Is we have a brisa that says explicitly that Rabbi Yehuda says ba'ov. In our Mishnah, he never said the word ba'of. So that Brisa adds elaboration to the Mishnah to say that Rabbi Yehuda clearly is only referring to a case of an oaf, not referring to a shechitas behema. Okay, last topic of today's daf, chatz yachad ba'of. We talk about the status of cutting half of the simen. So the Mishnah said that that's not good enough. So itmar. Well, the Mishnah said, what the Mishnah said is, Rubo Shalechad Kamahu, right? It said, Chatz Yachad Ba'of, Vechad V'chatzi Behema is going to be puzzle. So says the Gemara, Chatz Yachad Ba'of Itmar, Rav Amr Mechtzal Mechtza Karov. Rav holds as a general principle, whenever you have 50%, what if there's a requirement for Rov and you have exactly 50%? So do you have Rov or do you not have Rov? So Rav says, you do have Rov, that's good enough. So you sheft exactly 50% of the simen, that's good enough. Rav Kana Amr Mechtzal Mechtza Inok Rov. Rav Kana says, no, Mechtzal Mechtza doesn't have a din of a Rov. Rav Amr Mechtzal Mechtza Karov, Hachi Amr Le'Rachman Alamoshe, Lo Tishaya Ruba. Rav says that you cut it half, it has a din of a Rov, because he holds, what's the Halach Alamoshe Misinai of Shechita, that you don't leave a Rov uncut. If you left exactly 50% uncut, you didn't leave a Rov uncut. Rav Kana Amr Mechtzal Mechtza Inok Rov, that Mechtzal Mechtza is not good enough, because Hachi Amr Le'Rachman Alamoshe, Shchot Ruba. No, the Torah tells Moshe, the Halach Moshe Misinai was to shecht Rov, not to not leave Rov uncut, but it was dafka to cut Rov. So if you cut 50%, then that's not good enough, because you didn't cut Rov. So that's the machlokas. So first of all, this is a very important maramakom in terms of what the Rambam writes in his Akdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos. Because in his Akdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam seems to say that whenever you have something that's halacha l'moshe misinai, you can't have a machlokas by halacha l'moshe misinai. The Rambam writes that our mesora is not faulty. Machlokas doesn't prove the weakness of the Mesorah of Judaism, and the raya to that is that there's a whole segment of our Mesorah that Machlokas never ever crept in, and that is by Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the Chavis Yair is a famous tshuva where he says, oh yeah, but what about the 35 places in Shas where Machlokas did creep in to Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? So I don't remember if this is one of the, I don't think I ever actually read through all of them, but the Chavis Yair has a whole bunch of examples. So this is one of the, this should be one of the kashas at least. It might be that here you have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and Shechita is assumed to be Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Gemara says Agmar L'Moshe, sounds like it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and yet we do have Machlokas by Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Now in fairness, the Rambam is Mechalik between different things that are taught to Moshe. He's Mechalik between what he calls Perushim HaMekubalim L'Moshe Misinai and Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. A Perush HaMekubal L'Moshe Misinai is an explanation of something that it already says in the Torah. So it refers to Shechita in the Torah, just doesn't tell tell you how to do it. It says v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, but it doesn't tell you about hagrama and ikur and all the drisa and all the hilchoshrita. So over there, maybe it's not halacha l'moshe misinai. It might be in the category of perish hamakubal l'moshe misinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught what pshat. What does the Torah mean when it says priyetz hada? That's Rambam's classic example of perish hamakubal. It says priyetz hada. You're supposed to take on sukkahs a beautiful fruit. What in the world is that? An apple's a beautiful fruit. An orange is a beautiful fruit. How do I know what a priyetz hada is? Perish hamakubal l'moshe misinai is that it's an esrog. Halacha l'moshe misinai is where the Gemara says like shiurin chatzitzin u'mechitzin halacha l'moshe misinai. The Torah, you know, it never says anything about a kazayas of food anywhere. Just says eating. Doesn't say anything about a shear. So the idea that the shear kazayas is halacha l'moshe misinai, it's mamish yesh me'ayin. There's no basis in Torah Shabbat. It's purely l'moshe misinai. It's very likely when the Rambam says that there's no machlokas in halacha l'moshe misinai, he doesn't mean perish hamakubal l'moshe misinai. He means halacha l'moshe misinai. So this would not be a particular problem for the Rambam to say that here you see that it's clearly a machlokas. And in fact, the Rambam's very medayik in all the Gemaras, because the Gemaras that talk about these things always use, whenever it's a perish hamakubal, it never uses the words halacha l'moshe misinai. It uses terminology that we are used to associating with halacha l'moshe misinai, and that Rashi certainly associates with halacha l'moshe misinai, like gemiri, hachi gemiri l'moshe, things like that, which are associated by Rashi as halacha l'moshe misinai, but it's not actually, it never uses the actual term, shenitztava l'moshe, we'll say, but never the actual term halacha l'moshe misinai. The other issue to discuss here, maybe we'll start with this tomorrow, is we discussed about a week ago what the din is by Rov Simanim Beshchita. When you shecht Rov Simanim, is it a din that it's kosher because of Rubo Kikulo? Or is it a din that Hachi Agmere, that the din is you only need to cut Rov, that there is no din of Kulo by Shchita, you only need to cut Rov, and that's the whole din. It's not a din of Rubo Kikulo. And we'll discuss how that plays a role in the 50-50 situation, and then we'll go through all the four rayas that the Gemara has, whether 50-50 is good enough or not. Okay.